fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 5th day of January, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to always remember to check out thrift stores, yard sales, and auctions. Thrift stores, yard sales, and auctions. You never know what you're going to find. You may be some incredible bargains out there just waiting for you that other people could care less about. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in green with my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is a gentleman who took the time, made the effort, beginning more than half a century ago, to become a ham radio operator. He's been a licensed ham radio operator for more than half a century. He's also an accomplished RF radio frequency engineer. And we're going to have a conversation about emergency communications this morning. Good morning, Tom. Tom, are you there?
I'm here, John. Maybe you're not hearing me.
Okay, I hear you now. I hear you now.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to begin our conversation talking about these hand crank radios, and I've got one in my hand here. This is one I carry with me when I'm on the road. It's a I'm getting some fresh batteries installed. It's a Kato is the brand, Voyager Pro. Kato Voyager Pro. And Kato is one of the better brands, and almost all of this stuff's made in China, and there's hardly any getting away from that. But this unit is, maybe 9 inches wide. I'm going to say 2 inches tall, and or 2 inches thick, I should say, and about maybe 5 inches tall, give or take a little bit. AM, FM, weather band. You can pick up most of the FM most of the shortwave frequencies. I believe all of them, the commercial AM and the commercial FM, and the weather band frequencies as well. There's several different ways to power it. You can install 3 AA batteries and run off those. There's an internal battery that you can charge up in a number of ways, with a hand crank on the side of the radio, with the solar panel on the back of it that flips up into the position where it can pick up the sunlight. And there's ways to plug in external power as well from other sources, such as an automobile, for example, or the same kind of charger you use for your cell phones. It's just an amazing device. Now, there's a flashlight on the side of it here. And if you need a flashlight, you just turn it on. A little pull-up antenna to help you get better reception. There is an alarm that you can set two different alarms to go off at two different times. There's another button you can push that when the weather service, the National Weather Service, puts out an alert, it will wake you up or make a tone to let you know that there's a weather alert in your area. I'll tell you, Tom, the amount of technology packed into this device for a little bit of money, I don't believe you can even spend $100 on the most expensive varieties of this type of radio, Tom. It's just incredible what can be done for so little money, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, those are pretty handy, John. I like the crank generator part of that, because in a long-term power outage, that could be quite handy. The solar panel, that's really good to have. I guess the only downside is I don't believe those will pick up single sideband or Morse code. They don't have the capabilities of receiving those signals, which could be, it's not a huge problem, because that thing's going to do 95% of what you need. And I think they split the shortwave section up in bands. It doesn't have continuous coverage, but it covers
right.
The most important.
Well, you have to go from one band to the next. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, everybody should keep in mind for shortwave reception, if you have a radio that picks up between 2 megahertz and maybe around 15 or 16 megahertz, you're going to pick up everything that's important that you would ever need. You don't really have to worry about the higher frequencies. If the radio has that, that's great.
Right.
But, you know, John, there's a lot of older used equipment, too, on eBay that's pretty nice. I have an older Kenwood R1000. Now, that's got a digital readout, but it also has an analog dial. And it covers all the frequencies all the way up to 30 megahertz. And I'll tell you what, that is a very nice radio, and they can be quite economical. Now, not as economical as that unit that you're talking about, the Kato.
Right, right.
But if somebody wants something a little more sophisticated for single sideband and to pick up the ham operators and all that, that's a pretty good radio to go with. They don't make them anymore, but I see them all the time on eBay. They go as high as maybe $250, but that's a very, very good receiver.
All right. Well, while you're talking here, Tom, I went to the shortwave section, and it's true of all the AM, FM, and shortwave. It's a digital readout, so you're not doing it the old-fashioned analog way. It is a digital readout to go from each frequency one kilohertz at a time.
Yeah, so this Kato receiver is digital readout?
It's a digital readout, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good, because some of those stations could be kind of close together, and if you just have a regular old analog dial, you might think you're on a specific station and you're getting something different. So the digital readout is really important.
It is. It is. It's just for people who grew up with this technology and being part of their world, they don't appreciate, because they never lived without it. But I bought one of the first commercially available hand crank radios, Tom, back. It was about 1994, 1995, and I still got it here on the shelf. It was meant for sale basically in Africa and South America, Asia, places where there literally was no electricity, and people needed a way to listen to a radio. And this thing, it's over about 20 feet from where I'm sitting. This thing is huge and heavy and expensive and analog. with no flashlight, no way to. Now, this Kato unit here, Tom, I can recharge a cell phone. I just plug the cell phone charger into this thing, and I can recharge a cell phone. What an amazing, fun little device. Now, when I travel, I have an aluminum Halliburton suitcase, which gives some protection. So I put the Kato inside a Faraday bag that I offer for sale at my website. I wrap it in a T-shirt on the outside of the Faraday bag, and then I put it inside the suitcase. So it's got double protection from EMP in that manner.
Oh, yeah, that's real handy. I like that approach, John. And that's a good way to store your shortwave radio. That is one piece of equipment that you should really be very careful with and have available when the time comes, because that will be the only source of information that's worth listening to.
Yeah. So. And let me get some background on that. During the Tet Offensive of 1968, we were desperate for information. And I first came across that human phenomena of being in a crisis and where being desperate for information can lead you if you don't have access to it. Your mind will instantly go, for most people most of the time, go to a worst-case scenario. So if you do have access to real information in real time via a radio, that can be hopefully some peace of mind. In a worst case scenario, you may get the worst information, but not having access to information will lead you to fail to make decisions that could be disastrous, make the incorrect decisions that could be disastrous. So it's not optional, in my opinion. You need to have good, accurate information in a timely manner in order to make the proper decisions and act on them when you need to, right, Tom?
Oh, yes, John, very important. And, you know, another thing is if you have a radio that does pick up single sideband in a really desperate situation, you'd be able to tune into the local ham operators on shortwave. Now, this way you would get information on a regional basis as well as international, because you'd hear hams from other countries. But what could really be helpful is some regional information from the ham operators that are telling you what's going on in their area. They would say what part of the state they're in or country, what part of the U.S. that they're in, and they would indicate that this is going on or this is happening and so on. It would really be a valuable source of information. So the two bands that you would want to listen to are the 75-meter ham band and the 40-meter ham band, and you would hear a lot of single sideband traffic on there, and that's probably one of the better sources. And also on single sideband, you would pick up the emergency the regional emergency frequencies that I know here in Missouri, every county has a high-frequency single sideband system, I think without exception. Now, they started doing this about 20 or 25 years ago, and I believe all the counties have them now. John, when I travel through the state and I'm in near a courthouse, a county seat, and I look at the courthouse, I can spot the antennas. Just by looking at the antennas, I can tell what frequency bands are on, and in almost every case, I'll see the HF antennas up there on the roof of the courthouse or one of the annex buildings. So they all have this, and it's a backup for long-haul traffic. Most of these systems are licensed up to 1 kilowatt of power, so they're pretty serious about this. Although I think most of the stations are typically maybe 100 to 150 watts, I did see that the license info on some of them indicated they could run as much as 1 kilowatt. So they would have tremendous coverage with these systems. And I believe the idea is to stay connected with the state capitol and the other counties if the regular VHF and UHF systems went down.
Well, that's obviously, at least obvious to me anyway, the reason why they would have these radios. And I'm glad that decision was made 20-plus years ago, because they're basically going back to what we've known works for a better part of a century, going back to about the World War One era, when the radio frequency engineers figured out that high frequency radios was the most effective way to talk over a long distance. And in that regard, nothing's changed, has it, Tom?
No, it hasn't. And what they do is they keep the antennas closer to the ground so that the signals go straight up to the ionosphere and bounce back down. So you can have, say, perhaps the base station is in a area that is rather hilly and mountainous. That's not a big deal. The VHF or UHF system has to have a repeater or base station in a very high location, but not so with these HF systems. That signal will bounce down and fill in the hills and between the hills and the mountains and fill those valleys in, and it'll have solid communications for hundreds of miles. It's a very effective way to communicate. The downside to it is it takes a little bit more operator skill, and the antennas are larger. That's the only downside.
Right, right. Well, learning how to do that is the bottom line. And our ham radio class, I believe, is coming up in March. Tom, you've agreed to be our instructor here locally with our local preparedness group. That will also be the inaugural meeting of our new ham radio club that we'll be establishing in our area in Viburnum, Missouri, and Davisville area. And we're also looking at having weekly training just before movie night starts. Every week on a Friday evening, people gather anyway to watch our movies at the American Legion Hall. So we're just going to set up a time an hour before for people that want to learn how to get their ham radio license and go through the instruction and teaching to be there just an hour early, because they're coming there anyway, and we have hot dogs and brats and popcorn and soft drinks and so forth, coffee. It's a way of killing two birds with one stone. You know, as you probably, and most people understand it, it's hard to get people to gather together for any reason. But if you're doing it anyway, why not get together a little bit ahead of time, since you're coming there anyway, and have a hot dog and get some training on working towards getting a ham radio license. That looks like a real win-win situation, doesn't it, Tom?
Oh, I agree 100%, John. And, you know, there's a lot of self-study guides on the Internet. You can buy some books that have sample questions, so you can look at the questions and answers, and you can actually learn from that. And they give some basic information about the technical side of things, and the legal requirements are very important as well. So you have to brush up on all that. But the test has become very simple in recent years, and it really doesn't take a whole lot of effort to get that license, to pass that test. If you just dedicate a few hours a week for several weeks, I really think the average person could pass that test the first try, and they'd be on the air and they'd be ready to go. And then, of course, I like to explain it as like an apprenticeship. They get the entry-level license and start learning the ropes. And they'll meet other people that have more experience that are more than happy to help them to understand and learn more about the more difficult aspects to this hobby. And you join a local club like which is being formed in your area, John, and you can learn from the others there. And it's kind of like a group effort, helping each other and helping each other put up antennas and set up their radios and so on. And they get on the air and talk to each other. It's a lot of fun, and you'll meet some very, very interesting people doing
you
that.
You will. Tom, I recalled another feature of the Cato here that I hadn't thought about for quite a while. It's got a built-in reading light. It's when you flip up the solar panel, you're also flipping up the back side. It has five LED lights with a reflector. You turn that on, you've got a nice reading light to right above your book that you might want to read.
Now that is a very handy option on that radio. You know, I wouldn't mind having a reading light like that myself.
That's neat. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few...
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the first Friday of the year, Friday the 5th day of January. Quick reminder, if you want to get your hands on the highest quality hemp oil, you need to go to my website and check out Canaway Products. You know, if you want to get hemp oil products, CBD products, you need to check that out. I think you'll be very pleased with what you find. We're visiting with Tom Berryhill. We're talking about emergency survival communications. The call number is 800-313-9443. Take your questions, calls, and comments. Tom, I frequently mention, I know you listen to my show when you have the opportunity, that the two skills in biggest demand and shortest supply, whether your group is six people or 600, are the following two skills: emergency medical treatment skills and ham radio skills. Anytime you get a group of 6 or 10 or even 100 to 600 people, you're going to have lots of different skills that are going to be very, very valuable. Everything you can imagine, from childcare to repairing a diesel engine. But what I say is a very true statement, that among those groups, whether the 6 or 600, those are the two skills in biggest demand and shortest supply. Your response, sir?
Well, I agree, John. And, you know, I've been a ham for a long time, so I've, you know, I don't know everything about it, but I've got a lot of hands-on practical knowledge, so I've got that covered. But I am a little weak on the emergency medical, and I should probably brush up on that. So while you're encouraging everybody to get their ham radio license, I have to encourage myself to maybe go to some seminars or something and learn more about the emergency medical stuff. I'd really be interested if you have any of those sessions.
Well, we did have a CPR class scheduled tomorrow, but it's been postponed possibly next week. When we get the new date, we'll promote it on our website, not our website, but our Facebook page, which anybody can go to our Facebook page, Davisville Readiness Group. That's Davisville Readiness Group. And we got a call on hold here, Tom. We got Jack in Louisiana. Good morning, Jack.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're on here, Jack.
Okay. I know I can listen to all the ham bands, but if I have an emergency, can I transmit on one without the license, or will I be breaking the law?
Well, I think you would be breaking the law. Other people will say that in an emergency, you do what you have to do. Now, I will say this. Let's just say, now, Jack, you're in Louisiana. You're close to the Gulf. You know, what if you're on a fishing boat or something and there's a ham radio on that fishing boat and the boat starts taking on water and you've got a really bad situation on your hands? I wouldn't worry about the law. Pick up the microphone and start hollering for help.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Well, let me
that's
help
what
you
I figured. Because I got one, and it can transmit. Of course, I don't bother anybody, but it can transmit. So,
No, the FAA, the FCC rules do permit you. You're not breaking the law. If life or property are at risk, you can go ahead and transmit. But that has to be the situation. To talk otherwise on a without a license, you would be, in fact, breaking the law. But they do give you a free pass if life or property are at risk, sir. So,
okay. You remember the H.R. 25, Ken?
What is it?
H.R.
25, Ken. It was a little part of, you know, mobile ham radio.
I'm not really
familiar with it. What brand was that there?
Unidyne, I believe it was. That was a good little radio, do 50 watts out the back. That was quite a while ago. When I first learned about shortwave, it was back when before the space shuttle first one launched, and I was standing in the tower on the border in Germany, you know, on the Grenz, and I tuned my Army radio, and I found out I could get radio USSR, and they were saying that the world doesn't need a reusable spaceship at this time.
Uh-huh.
That was way back when.
Okay. All right.
You know, that HR 2500, you say, Jack, was that a Regency? Was that a Regency radio?
It was a HR 2510 Unidyne, I believe it was.
Oh, okay. I have seen those, yes. That was like a 10-meter or 12-meter.
We got a break here, gentlemen. We got a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 5th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Got some interesting things there. I was talking last night at our meetup to a woman about the book listed on our website, Matrix 3, Volume 2. About I think it's about 1,010 pages. Be great to download it and print it out at also maybe Staples or one of the office supply stores. A great reference book. It'll help you understand what's really going on with this world of ours and in terms of manipulation of human consciousness. Great book. Also, of course, at my website are energy cleaners. If you didn't hear yesterday's show in the second hour with Steve Whitman, Steve Whitman gives myself and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life, literally, not figuratively, literally. You can listen to the archive there at Republic Broadcasting or on YouTube, the second hour, Thursday, the 4th day of January. And it's a heartwarming story. And, of course, Steve's book, and he documents all this, is Winning Life's Lottery. Energy Cleaner is a marvelous healing device. If you have arthritis pain, you'll most likely get relief. Back pain, joint pain, you'll most likely get relief. Not getting a great night's sleep. Yep, it'll probably help there too. We're now offering, this is for me personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee. Be sure and check out the energy cleaner and the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with it. We got the small travel size that I use when I travel, the twin, full, queen, king, California king, everything that you need to start getting relief. Only $285 shipping included. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. And PayPal now takes payments, by the way. If you need to spread out that dollar amount, if you live in the U.S., they'll take payments from you. Need to mail me a check? My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. We're talking about emergency survival communications. And our guest is Tom Berryhill. We do this the first hour every Friday to help people gain the knowledge they need, hopefully get some motivation, and hopefully get them to take that first step to find your local ham radio club to start learning about this wonderful way to communicate and get qualified, to get the license, get the equipment, make sure the people that you care about have compatible equipment. Because, Tom, if the people you want to talk to don't have compatible equipment and the knowledge, you won't be able to talk to them, will you, Tom?
No, you'll be talking to yourself. Now, with the VHF and UHF radios, they're pretty compatible across the spectrum, and that's where most people are going to start out with ham radio, John. They'll get the entry-level license, the technician license, and most of those new hams will be on the VHF and UHF bands, and typically using FM for the transmission type. And when they advance to the next class license, they'll get on the HF bands, and that will put them on the shortwave frequencies where they can talk worldwide, and in most cases they'll be using single sideband. And now that takes a little bit more operator skill, but they can get started with the FM equipment on two meters and 450 megahertz, and then advance at their own pace and get the next license, take the test for the next license, and at that point they can start talking worldwide. It's pretty interesting. But the equipment, there's all different types, but the modes of operation are pretty much the same for the various radios. So if you're on HF, you'll typically be using single sideband or Morse code. Now, there's a lot of digital modes, too, and that's where some operator expertise also comes into play. You have to learn about the setups and how to tune everything just right so you can use these digital modes. It's almost like having email in a radio, but there's no infrastructure. The infrastructure is your radio and the other radio that you're talking to, and the distance between them is not important. You can do some of this type of work worldwide. So you might be talking to somebody in Australia, and you're here in the United States, and there's nothing between the two of you except your radios and antennas. There's no repeaters. There's no cell phone system. It's from point A to point B. And that is why it's so effective in times of need. If there's an emergency and lights are out, systems aren't working, the police can't even talk to their cars, and so on, the ham operators will always get through because they don't have all that infrastructure that's needed for the other system.
It's proprietary. You were talking about proprietary equipment that you own and control, and the person you want to talk to owns and controls with nothing else in between. It's totally proprietary, and that standalone aspect of it, the standalone proprietary aspect of it, is what allows you to communicate when nobody else can, right, Tom?
Oh, that's right, John, absolutely. And there's plenty of frequency spectrum out there that can be used for this. Many of the hams will use the long-range HF single sideband and digital modes to learn about what's going on in a specific area when there's, for instance, the hurricanes that we had last year. and they will handle a lot of traffic messages or people are trying to get out to family and loved ones in outlying areas, and the hams will pick up that information, and then they may use the VHF and UHF local systems, repeaters and so on, in their general area, their local area, to then deliver some of those messages. And then sometimes even landline telephones or cell phones are used to relay the, you know, at the final destination. So it's quite a system, and it takes a little bit of getting used to. But once you get your entry level technician license and start learning a little bit about it, you'll advance quickly, and you'll be able to get on the high-frequency bands and start talking worldwide. And that's when your skills will really start to develop, and you'll have a lot of fun, and you'll learn some very, very valuable methods for communications.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, my daughter lives in the metro Seattle area, and I know she's not going to take her ham radio test, and my son-in-law is not going to do that either, although he might sometime. So I want to be able to communicate with her, so I just drove around her neighborhood until I found the guy with the biggest antenna array, and I looked him up in the telephone book, made an appointment to talk to him, and he's a ham radio operator with decades of experience, and he agreed to accept and return messages on behalf of my daughter using ham radio. So I do have a way to communicate her once the grid goes down and nothing else works, and that certainly gives me some, and my daughter, both some peace of mind, Tom, and other people can do this as well, can't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a very good way to do this, John. I've done similar things for family as well, and it's good to arrange things like this in advance so there's no frantic, searching for somebody to take care of this. You set it up in advance, and one way to do that is the people you're trying to communicate with, maybe go to their area, look up the ham radio club, and attend one of their meetings and explain your situation. And I'll guarantee you that you'll have several ham operators come forward and be more than happy to help in that situation. So in your case, John, your daughter or son-in-law, they would have to do nothing more than call that ham operator or go to his home, and then your prearranged information would be implemented, and they would get on the proper frequency at the right time and communicate with you. It's that simple.
That's right. That's all it takes. The time to do it is now. After the crisis commences, attempting to pull that off would be very, very difficult. Now, we got a caller on hold here. We got Steve in Iowa. Good morning, Steve.
Hello, Mr. Berryhill?
Yes, sir.
I need to know, can you recommend a portable shortwave radio that I can simply put on the dashboard of my vehicle and listen to it without or very little interference from the engine?
You know, almost anything that has digital readout that is compact enough and run it on batteries, you don't want to plug it into the DC outlet, because you'll get all kinds of alternator noise and so on that way as well. So you want it to operate on its own batteries. You could put something on up on the dash. If it has a whip antenna, you might want to actually extend that out open the window a little bit. I've done this myself, and it works pretty good. The biggest problem with these cars is the incredible amount of noise is generated from the computer systems, the ignition systems, and all the electronic controls. You know, I have some test equipment that I use to search for that type of interference, so we can put the proper filter capacitors and inductors in there to attenuate that noise. And one of the noisiest cars that I ever found was that hybrid Toyota. What do they call those things, John?
It's Prius.
Prius, yes, that's it. That car, that is the noisiest thing I've ever come across. And it would.
I got one more question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
What is your opinion of Grundig brand radios?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a Grundig. It's older. It's about 20 years old. It's called a Yacht Boy 400, YB400. And it was digital readout. It went, covered all, even the long wave bands, the AM broadcast band. It had FM in it. It would do single sideband, so you could listen to all modes, and it would tune up to 30 megahertz, I believe. It was a very good radio. The only thing I didn't like about it is it was horrible on batteries. If you were running it on batteries, they didn't last real long, not like other radios. If you had an AC adapter, or if you wanted to run it on a larger battery, you could put an external battery on it. It would be better, or a solar panel. I will tell you this, though. That radio worked quite well, and I've seen those things on the used market for $25. So I don't remember how much it cost back then. It was probably $150 or so 20 or 25 years ago. But right. I still have it, and it works quite well. Grundig does
make some
pretty
good equipment. Thank you very much.
Okay, I got some follow-up here, gentlemen. I was in a Mercedes-Benz built in the 1970s, factory-installed Blaupunkt AM-FM shortwave radio, riding down the highway with crystal-clear shortwave reception in a factory-installed Mercedes Blaupunkt FM AM shortwave radio. Could not have been more clear and sharp.
Oh, yeah, John, those work great. I've been in cars with those as well. You know, another radio, Sony made an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. Now, it didn't cover all the frequencies. It didn't go to 30 megahertz. It won't do single sideband. But if you want shortwave broadcast reception, it did cover the lower frequency bands, which are the most important anyway. I think it went up to 9 or 10 megahertz. But Sony made one that you could actually put in the dash of any car or pickup truck. And they're not cheap, but they work very, very good, and that's an excellent way to go.
And the reason they work is they've got the necessary filters to filter out all that noise that goes on underneath the hood, right, Tom?
Yeah, and John, these modern cars, though, they are so darn noisy. It's difficult when you put an HF mobile rig in
we're just for clarification purposes, we're not talking about noise you can hear. This is electronic noise.
Yes, and I typically use a spectrum analyzer that, you see, when you manufacture certain types of equipment, it has to have compliance with FCC regulations, and they will typically look for emissions around 9 kilohertz on up, and so the spectrum analyzers I use cover that range, and I have these probes that are called E-probes and H-probes, so they pick up the magnetic field. And they'll also pick up the electrostatic field. And you can go along the wiring, and you can actually find the item that's causing the noise. And it is very handy to use this type of equipment if you're installing any type of HF single sideband equipment or anything like this in a modern vehicle. Not in every case, but sometimes you get lucky and you have absolutely no problems at all. But usually you'll have some clicking, popping. It could be the electric fuel pump that's in the gas tank. There's so many different things, John, and to track that down really takes some effort. But you can use equipment like that to find what the offending item is, and you can then put some inductors and capacitors in there to allow it to still work, but to filter out that noise. And you can get it pretty quiet then at that point.
Right. Well, most of our listeners aren't going to have the expertise necessary to do that. If someone wanted to do that, they'd have to seek out somebody with the necessary skill sets, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's people around that do it, and any electrical engineer would understand what I was talking about, and they would, if they have access to that equipment, they could also help somebody in that situation. But you know, it's not that big of a deal when you install a VHF or UHF FM type unit. They don't pick up that noise as much as the single sideband HF radios do. So any of the 2 meter and 450 megahertz ham units, they're pretty much plug and play. You put them in, you set up the antenna, you check the tuning of the antenna, make sure everything's connected right, and you're ready to go. Very seldom do you have noise problems on the 2 meter and UHF type units. So they're a lot simpler to set up. It's that HF systems, and mainly because single sideband is a form of amplitude modulation, AM. So those noise pulses are amplitude modulated, basically, and that's why the radio picks those up so easily. And you have to really track that stuff down and attenuate it. So that's what we do.
And ladies and gentlemen, if what we're talking about is just sounds like Greek to you, this is why you need to become associated with a ham radio club, because they'll help you figure out what needs to be figured out step by step, incrementally. It's a lot to learn, and it can be overwhelming just walking in cold off the street. Here's our next break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Here on Friday, the 5th day of January, talking to Tom Berryhill. We're talking about emergency survival communications. Not optional. It is not optional, is it, Tom?
No, John, it can be one of the most valuable things to have at hand in a time of need. If we have a crisis, it's going to be very important. And one more thing on these technical issues. It's you were describing it to your listeners that if it sounds like Greek, You know, yeah, it does, and it people don't understand it. But, you know, John, we've done other seminars and things with your meetup group. I have always brought that whiteboard, and I can draw simple sketches, and then you'll see people nodding, and, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. So there's always an easy way to make a sketch and explain what's happening. You can show what the waveform looks like and why you use this type of probe and this and that, and you can explain it in simple terms that any layman can understand. So I try to do that and break it down into simple to understand, little information, blocks of information, I guess you'd call it, and just simplify it the best I can. And then people start to grasp it and understand what's going on. So, but these radio systems, and especially if you want to put one in a car, the noise issues are really quite a problem. And, you know, the caller from Iowa probably has experienced some of this, laying a radio up in the dash of a car. You put a shortwave radio in the dash of a car, pickup truck, you're going to pick up quite a bit of noise.
Right. And the noise gets louder and softer as you accelerate or decelerate.
Yes, it does.
You'll
hear all kinds of clicks and pops. It's tough to handle. It really is. But there's ways to quiet that all down, but it does take a little bit of effort to get the job done.
Absolutely, it does. But don't be intimidated. The more you're around ham radio people, the more you're around ham radio equipment, the more familiar it becomes, the less threatening it becomes, and the more fun it becomes. Right, Tom?
Very true, John. It doesn't take long once you get your initial license to get on the air. You're going to meet others that are just starting out, and you're going to meet people that have been at it for a long time. And they all talk to each other and have a good time and share information. And so it's no big deal being a newcomer. There's other people on there that will show you the ropes and help you in any way possible, and you'll pick it up pretty quick. If you have an interest in this, you know, you'll soak it up like a sponge, and you'll be moving forward with your skills, and before long, you'll understand pretty much everything about it. You won't have any trouble at all, and you'll
meet some very
interesting people.
Tom, we're pretty much out of time. Let's talk privately when the show's over, okay?
Okay, John.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All right. We're wrapping up this hour. The second hour, we should have Dr. Phil Myers, my personal physician, with us. And we're going to talk about health-related matters. And we will have our health tip of the week, which we do every week now, health tip of the week. And I always look forward to that because I never know what Dr. Myers is going to come up with. He's a brilliant young man continues his study, continues his research, always going to seminars, both the ones mandated by the state of Missouri, as well as ones that he decides on his own to go to. So it'll be a fun hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.